I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology. Welcome to the big boy episode of Castology.
How dare you?
What?
I am a girl, okay, and Zane does not identify as a man.
Okay.
You could say the big baby
episode. The big baby episode.
Yeah.
No. Oh, God, that sounds fucking
horrible.
Because
it's a little baby episode and big baby
okay,
episode.
Okay, sure. All right. Welcome
this
to
is the grown-up episode.
Welcome. Oh, no, that actually makes the most sense.
Gender inclusive.
Welcome to the grown-up episode of Castology. I am one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. Across from me is...
Zane C.
To
Weber.
To my left is...
Liz Best.
And we're here to discuss podcasts more in depth than we have with our tiny sods. We have no theme this week. But
no, but our reviews have a theme.
But... I actually would say there is kind of an unintentional theme with what we're recommending.
I actually haven't looked at your recommendations for this week, so I'm interested to see.
Yes.
Okay.
I just realized that I changed my recommendation.
So now there's no theme.
There is no theme, and I'm going to ignore that, and we're going to continue on. Let's start with Zane, your recommendation this week.
Okay. So this is a podcast that I think Liz will like.
Okay, cool.
I hope, at least.
I'm open to it.
So, it is called The Deep. Specifically, search for The Deep with Zoe Marshall.
Okay.
There's a lot of podcasts out there
called
Deep.
Went to school with someone called Zoe Marshall?
Maybe. Is this Zoe Marshall?
She's Australian.
So, basically, it's like a deep and meaningful conversation podcast.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
So...
It's like big talk, not small talk. It's big talk.
Yeah. So, Zoe Marshall... basically has had a rough life and is very open about her trauma and her grief and abuse and
don't
that
think
sort
it's
of thing.
The same.
It's probably not. No, I know. So, it's so this is where she is connecting with other people who are either going through something, have gone through something, to have the discussions around what that means in like an existential human way.
Sounds important and I love it.
So just a list of kinds of people that they have on the podcast. Terminal parents, sex workers, extremists, and drug addicts. Those are just the kinds of people that they list on the thing. Oof. Now, there is... I particularly enjoy the episode The Madam, which is... manages brothels, of
course.
Sounds
like a good time.
however, I also really was touched by, it was in July, the episode is called The Grieving Mother. So, like, these things
can... Am I going to cry?
You may. So, pick an episode that...
Knowing
you think
how
you can
emotionally fragile
with,
I am, am I going to cry?
Probably pick something that isn't going to be too close to home to start with.
Sometimes I feel like a good cry.
Yeah.
And if I'm preparing for a show and I need to cry, I'll just listen to the one that's going to make me cry and then go straight on stage.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, I think that is...
Okay,
that's
The Deep.
The Deep with Zoe Marshall. Yeah, that's
cool.
My recommendation.
Sounds heavy.
It's not... It doesn't feel heavy.
Okay.
It does feel cathartic.
Cathartic's cool.
It's not like I'm here to tell you all the bad things that are happening in the world.
Yeah.
There is kind of a lot of human strength on display as well.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I'm going to go next. Okay. My recommendation is I'm getting kind of ahead of the game here. So my recommendation, because this episode's going to be coming out in a few weeks.
And this is another niche off.
This is not a niche off, actually. No, it's not a niche off. No, this is quite popular. So I'm recommending a podcast called You Little Ripper, and it's a podcast from the ABC that's covering the Paralympics.
It's the Australian ABC.
Yes, so the Australian ABC that is covering the Paralympics.
Oh, cool.
And so this one is kicking off. I actually think it kicked off today because I'm pretty sure the opening ceremony is today, recording date of which is the... Should I reveal that?
You can.
I'm going to reveal it. Tuesday, the 24th of August.
Yeah.
Paralympics is launched over in Tokyo.
Well, I feel like you've just said that it's the opening ceremony so people can do math.
Shush. So, by the time this episode comes out, the show basically will be finished. And this is what it's going to be is a daily episode that covers the Paralympics, probably more specifically swinging towards the like Australian Paralympians. And I feel like for me, the Paralympics is very much an event that is covered but not covered in the mainstream. Or
it's not covered nearly enough because some of those people, look, honestly, sometimes when I watch the Paralympics, and I'm not big into sport, we know this, but sometimes I just go, wow, that seems like it takes more than a regular athlete. They're incredible feats from people who don't have all the tools that the rest of us do. I just I'm in awe of them. They are bloody little rippers.
Yeah, they're little rippers. So it's hosted by Georgie Tunney from the ABC and Kurt Fernley, who's a Paralympic legend in Australia. Both of them obviously huge into sport, like obviously have participated in the sport as well. And
I mean, that's what you want from...
Like, obviously. But yeah, I figure like it's only two episodes in at the time of recording because obviously they're just doing it as sort of a daily thing as the Paralympics go on. But I was like, you know what? Spotlight on the Paralympics, spotlight on some of the cool stuff. And again, swing's more Australian, but have a listen because Paralympics, I will absolutely be watching it because it is an absolutely fascinating event that deserves more coverage and more eyes watching it.
I'm someone who will not watch the Olympics if you paid me. I'm very much more interested in the Paralympics.
Yes. I mean, it's really good.
I sometimes, like, I watch the Paralympics and I watch the Winter Olympics in case anyone falls over.
Yeah, no, the Winter Olympics are really good.
There are way more stacks in the Winter Olympics.
Like, more people like
I watch it for the Schadenfreude.
Wow. Okay, like I own my Schadenfreude tendency.
Look, this is the same reason I went to see the Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark musical. I just wanted to see people stack it.
Wait, is that one of the bad musicals as well?
it's really bad.
It's really bad? Okay, cool.
Hilariously bad.
Okay, cool. Anyway. All right, cool. Liz, your recommendation this week.
Yeah, mine's called Obituary with the word bitch in it. Just come right out with it there. So I found this because of the cover art. It's really great. It's like got a beautiful like Marlena Dietrich skull looking woman.
Yeah, this podcast art is
You know, smoking seductively, holding a newspaper that says obituary on it. So this is a podcast where each week the hosts are Spencer Henry and Madison Reyes read the outlandish, hilarious, and sometimes quite scathing obituaries that turn up in the paper.
Because
sometimes people really got a grudge, like, and it's hilarious. And they don't just do that. So they do like bizarre history and like weird funeral traditions and weird shit in the world that's pissed us off this week. I don't know. But like they also have like a dumb criminal segment, which is a really big favorite of mine because I also do enjoy the podcast Dumb People Town. Like I just love dumb shit. So yeah, it's quite macabre because obviously they are making, it's a dark comedy. They're making light of death in a comedic fashion. But my God, if only my obituaries could be as spectacular as some of the obituaries that
Liz,
these guys find out.
If I die before you,
yes,
I insist that you write a scathing obituary for me.
Oh, yeah.
I will. You give me a couple of dot point targets. Like you just leave me a couple of these are the people I'm gunning for. Or these are the groups of people I'm gunning for.
Great.
If you dot point me, I will make it spectacular.
Yeah. Also, like treat it like a roast. Like don't honor me. Like this.
Yes.
Like this is everything that was wrong with
Zane's final roast. Yeah.
Absolutely. I wish funerals were more like a roast.
Okay. I will 100%. I will stand up. I will write a roast of you, and I will stand up and say that roast.
My
at
ghost
your
will hold you to that.
Zane, it would be my greatest pleasure to roast you in death.
And be haunted by your ghost if I fail.
I mean, that is one of the very few hills that I am 100%
willing to die on.
Is that, like, honouring the dead is ridiculous.
No, sometimes people are assholes.
Share the truth. Like, this is the time.
Yeah.
So you write an obituary about him.
Obituary. Such a good title. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's comedy death.
I look forward to this one.
Sounds really good.
I would, and if I'd come across this one in our good cover art episode, I possibly would have submitted it because I would 100% put this art on my wall.
Yeah.
Are there
if I were a tattooing kind of person, I'd probably get something similar.
This art makes me look like it should be on a wall behind a little table with a cactus on it.
Yeah.
It's a really spiky cactus.
Really spiky.
Are there specific episodes that you would go, or you just like...
Just dive in, man. Right, like, cool. I like the later episodes because they've really found their flow and their rhythm, and they've got clever names for the segments in the more recent episodes. But the old ones are quite charming as well. Like, they're all, I love these guys.
Sweet. All right, we're going to go on to our recommendations from last week with a theme.
Ooh.
A difficult theme in my personal experience. I think you two didn't really have that much difficulty. But anyway.
I mean, I couldn't find the podcast I wanted to find.
What was the podcast you wanted?
You know,
to
the magical podcast that doesn't exist.
The magical water podcast that I boiled up in my head that I was hoping someone had done. Oh,
what a great show that would have been. Anyway, so the theme was water. So all of our podcasts had to have a theme of water, and I would like to start with Zane.
No one ever starts with me.
It's because you bring interesting podcasts.
I would like to start with Liz.
I know, it's fine.
Well, it's Zane.
I recommended Water Women, the Water Women podcast, which is a woman who is a marine biologist talking to other scientists about science of the ocean and et cetera, science and communication. So I said it's not a super polished product, but I found it very rewarding because it's not Zane Dry, but it's on the way there.
Right.
If you dropped Zane Dry in the ocean and then picked it up,
it would still
be
dry.
This would be this podcast.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Look. Cool. Look, I think
it's a little bit like deodorant on the ocean. Like,
yeah.
Sorry. It's a great visual.
Yeah. Look, for me, immediately listening to, so I went and started from the start. It was very clear that they were recording in an office of some sort, which I thought was very cute. I immediately have sent this to a friend of mine who is absolutely obsessed with the ocean. I was like, awesome. This is it. Because the vibe that I got from this is that there's a lot of passion.
Yeah.
Didn't really vibe with the show, to be completely honest.
Passionate nerds. Yeah.
Passionate nerds. And that's the thing. And you can't help but just be so enamored by that passion.
Yeah.
Just unfortunately, probably not my thing specifically. But there are
some... Just imagine every time they said the ocean, they said basketball.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, they're not talking about basketball though, but... Fair, I guess. But look, in saying that, there are some really fascinating questions and fascinating topics that this show covers. Again, not really my thing, but this is... I don't know if it's niche in terms of it being like that niche.
I think it's as niche as the geology.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels very
like,
exploration.
There are a lot of rocks and a lot of water on the planet.
Yeah, and if people...
Sorry.
But look, I only listened to... like an episode and a half. It very much is a passion project, which I do appreciate, but it ain't for me. But I did, literally after that first episode, I immediately sent it to a friend of mine because I was like, yep, you will literally binge this until you pass out. And from memory, I think she went and listened to like 20 episodes over the last week.
Nice.
Yeah, she's obsessive like that.
And then passed out.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
She's still passed out.
Yeah. She's having me out to wake her up.
I really didn't think I was going to enjoy this, to be honest. Mm. I listened to an episode, to the episode that you mentioned about Pam Ferris Olsen, and you know what? I'd just come back from a holiday on Stradbroke Island, and she talked a lot about the connection between humans and water, and the number of times that I just found myself like nodding along, going, "I so get you, and I get what you're about because I feel the same way." Like whenever I'm stressed, there is something about just ditching my life and heading to the beach that changes everything for me. So, you know, listening to someone passionately talking about that emotional connection to water really resonated with me. And then I finished it going, oh, I wish I was back at the beach. Like, ugh. The passion comes through. Her artistic passion and passion for the water both came through in a way that I really wasn't expecting it to resonate with me. But after, you know, 4 days at the beach, I was like, I feel you, girl. Yeah. Like, I need to go get that sand between my toes and breathe in the salt air.
Did either of you ever go through the phase when you were young of wanting to be a marine biologist?
I think everybody said that
at
some point,
I
right?
I feel like every person
I think it was the first grown-up job that I heard of. As a kid, like, you know, like doctor, lawyer, nurse, teacher, but marine biologist was the first different grown-up job I ever heard of. Yeah. Now, of course, it's my nightmare because, like, the ocean... The open ocean
is my nightmare.
It's terrifying, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, if I can't see the floor, no. I'm out.
Yeah, I love... The thing is, I love the ocean. So, like, that was one of my things. Like, I did marine studies all through high school. So, for me, like...
The only reason I wanted to do marine studies is because they got the coolest field trips at school.
Oh, no, that's why, because you got to go snorkeling like off Morton Island or whatever.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
it. Yeah, here's me stuck there like studying like ancient history and like writing essays like a schmuck. But I liked it. It's nice.
Good. That's a warmer response than I was expecting.
And look, the audio quality isn't great, right? But here's the way that I measure audio quality is I will never shit on someone's audio quality unless I know they've got the equipment to do it better.
Yeah.
Like when big studios release
when the BBC falls through.
Yeah, like, or like some big studio that you know can do better.
Yeah.
That's the only time, because not everybody has access. And if you are passionate about a subject and you want to put a podcast out and you can only afford to record it on your phone, then record it on your phone and post it online.
Content trumps quality.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every single time.
Yeah. Cool. All right. We're going to move on to my recommendation from last week. And it was, again, we went through this, but for me, it was like I couldn't find podcast about water, right? I wanted to think outside the box, and I feel like I did. So I decided I was going to look up to see what podcasts there were available for the Flint water crisis. And there's not that many. It very much is very episodic. And so I found an episode called Unleaded from Crooked Media as part of the America Dissected podcast. And so this episode specifically discusses what's happened and happening in Flint, Michigan in regards to like the water crisis that's happened over the last couple of years. Because I think I said in the last episode that it very much was something that was in the public consciousness for a while, and then it dips something fierce.
And really nothing's changed.
And nothing's changed.
And people can still set their tap water on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this made me wish that there was a podcast out there that had covered it. So, like, I knew basically Michael Moore's type of stuff back in the day with his documentary. I think it was Roger and Me.
I think it was.
Anyway, so he obviously, he is from Flint, I believe. So he put a little bit of a spotlight on it. And then after he put that spotlight on it, it just died off. And this went into just enough depth for me to feel like I can now talk more accurately about what it is, but not enough depth to satiate my now need to know everything and to hear from all of the people and know all of the things. Like, I feel like without meaning to pun, this whet my appetite. That's W-H-E-T.
Yeah, actually, this is not a pun if you write it down, Liz. So.
It's an assonance thing. But yeah, like it's incredibly well produced, and the information that they give was fascinating and shocking and horrid, and I want to know more. So if you are sitting on the resources to make a podcast about the Flint water crisis and perhaps get a groundswell to fix that shit, please do. I will listen to the shit out of it. But yeah, I'm digging your whole... recommending one particular episode because this is a good one to bring.
Mm.
It's a good episode. It's a good podcast.
Yeah,
The podcast itself is actually great.
The way they present the information is just a very easy to follow factual documentary.
Mm.
There's not a lot of bells and whistles, but there is a lot of good content there and presented in a way that...
It wasn't dry.
It's not dry, but it's not particularly like chatty. Either.
No.
And not a lot of like, well,
no, it's highly produced.
We heard from this person, and this person said, where is what they said. It's great presentation of it. I too am shocked that there is a vacuum in the podcasting world around
Flint,
Michigan.
Don't you think that would be
bizarre. Thought that there would be dozens of them.
Yeah.
Particularly because floodlines would be... The people who made floodlines could just shift over to Flint. Like, this is...
Yeah. Get onto it.
The Atlantic, I believe, is floodlines.
Yeah.
Continue your water theme.
So I think this is great episode. And a great podcast. So
and I, a really good yeah. angle to take the water theme.
Yeah.
I give you points for that also.
Feels good to be smart sometimes.
Wait, do you saying that it sometimes feels good to be smart or that it feels good to be smart, smart only sometimes?
Some of the time. And the streak is over.
Shit. Fuck. Cool, that's good. I mean, that's, yeah, look, I'm happy that, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing that I was so surprised. I was like, what the fuck? There's seriously no fucking podcast or no, like, series.
Guys,
about
if you
this?
Know of one that somehow we haven't found,
yeah, please.
Yeah, send it in.
Yeah, or because, make it, send it to us, and we will promote.
Yeah, because for me, like, it, this is something that I have been interested or was interested in until obviously it's sort of fallen
it's
out of
horrific.
The zeitgeist.
But. It's horrific. Like, I had my mouth open in the car listening to some of these things because I sort of knew it on a surface level.
Yeah.
But. Just the how few shits anyone gives about yeah. this massive crisis.
Yeah,
But what boggles my mind is that people still live there.
I know.
Because they can't afford to move elsewhere.
Yeah. I know.
And like, and that is the problem.
It's because they're spending so much money on bottled fucking water. That's yeah. why they can't move anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's just expensive.
Yeah,
which is fucking crazy. Anyway, we're gonna move on to our final recommendation for this weekend. It goes to Liz.
So I recommended a speculative drama series by the BBC 4, I believe, called No Place But the Water. It was a family who run a hotel at the edge of the water and the food is running out and the water keeps rising. When there is no place but the water, where do you go? What do we think?
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Cool.
the script left something to be desired in me. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there was the presentation made me want more drama or action, I guess. Whereas it is very much, it felt a little bit like a parlor drama set in this like post-apocalyptic world. Whereas, and it, that didn't quite mesh with me. It did very much feel like a BBC production, which is in the sense that it was good quality, but it sounded like a BBC production, which probably isn't the right tone for this particular subject matter.
Fair enough.
That being said, very much enjoyed it. 3 episodes in, I'll listen to the rest of it.
It's so fast. There's only 9 eps and there are only 10 to 20 minutes each. Like,
yeah, so like this is if you think that this sounds interesting, listen to the podcast. Yeah,
I think for me it's interesting. The vibe that I got from it was that, like, not a lot happens, but the show does a really good job of establishing the world and kind of...
Yeah, the world building was what I liked as well. And I felt like the hotel was almost a character in itself. Yeah.
I think that's,
you know?
that's a really important point, right? Like, the hotel really has to be a character because it is this sort of, I guess, I don't know, convergence of these characters, right?
Yeah.
But I got to really, like, so to get video game nerd, reminded me a little bit of The Last of Us, which is like a game on the PlayStation. And I'll be honest, Zane, you're only 3 episodes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, not to get too spoilery, I started to wane after the 3rd episode and then things switch up a little bit in the 4th, which made me go, oh, okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was like, okay.
Because initially, like, you're having a good old time kind of adventuring. And look, I'm blanking on the characters' names because I listened to it a few weeks ago. But for me, I was like, okay, yeah, this is interesting, but not a lot is
happening.
It was
like a pretty picture at the start, and then stuff happens.
Yeah, and then you kind of go, okay, yeah, things are slowly unpacking.
Okay,
and then
I can see that.
For me, I was like, oh, I'm losing steam, and then I was like, yeah, I'll go to the 4th episode, and then stuff happens.
And it is difficult to feel like you're losing steam on a show that's so short.
Yeah.
Which is, I found a bit bizarre.
Which I found, look, honestly, it took me a few episodes to grab me, but I feel like because I binged it all in one go, the latter half of the series made more of an impression on me than the former.
Yeah,
and I think, honestly, the show does lend itself to being binged. Like, it's very short. You could quite easily knock it out in half a day, if not less than that. But for me, where it does, when it started to wane, I was like, look, I'll give it another chance. I'll just push through and just see what happens next. And then episode 4 is just a nice little kind of palate cleanser, I think. And then that's where it starts, like, not rolling, but like it very much is like, cool, right, I'm back in. So
yeah,
not a bad show, but I'm not 100% sold by it because I haven't fully listened to it. So obviously probably I need to finish it just to see if the payoff's worth it. But again, I'm not fully sold by it.
We'll give it a B+.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'll give it a
B.
No, actually, no. B plus works. B plus works because episode four is a nice shift. So that's, I'll give him that. That was a surprise.
Yeah,
so.
I like the sound design of it. Yeah. BBC are always quite good with their spatial sound.
I did listen to one of the episodes. I think it was the third one. And I was in the middle. I was in a garage, and it's like I think one of the characters was picking something or doing something, and it's like this sort of really tense but echoey moment, and like the soundtrack behind it was very like it wasn't like crazy tense, but it was just a little bit tense. And I'm sitting in the garage, and it's in the middle of the day, and I was just sort of like
looking around,
and because like I think I had like spatial audio or whatever the fuck on my fucking AirPods, it was kind of playing in my left and then playing in my right.
I love that spatial audio. And then they've got the thing where if you've got your phone on your table and you turn your head, the sound moves to that freaks me out too.
So, but yeah, look.
I did need to pee a lot listening to it because of all
there's
the water
lots of,
sounds.
I was going to say there is lots of water
sorry.
Sounds. Lots of water
warning.
Sounds.
Yes, warning. Pee before listening.
cool. All right. That does us for this week. How exciting. Do you want me to announce our episode? Liz, your recommendation this week was?
Obituary.
God.
On the bitch.
Hit the bitch cut. No, that sounds bad. Emphasize the bitch. Yes. Obituary.
That's the stuff. Zane.
I recommended The Deep with Zoe Marshall, Deep Conversations.
Deep. Is it actually good called like The Deep with Zoe Marshall or just The Deep?
Yeah, it is called the title is just The Deep.
Oh, okay, cool.
But with Zoe Marshall is the subtitle. If you search for The Deep with Zoe Marshall, you will get the right podcast. There's a lot of podcasts called The Deep.
Yeah.
Or
of
The
course.
Deep something.
Cool. Yeah. My recommendation is the ABC Australia's You Little Ripper podcast about the Paralympics, which starts today.
Nice.
Well, today
time of recording.
Okay, sorry. Jeez.
Anyway, people will be like listening and be like, "The fuck? Paralympics
finished like fucking
done,
4,
man.
You idiot! Fucking idiot!" I'm gonna get all these angry messages on Facebook. Look, I apologize.
We pulled the curtain back a little. We do record a lot of episodes in advance. This is our longest session.
Yeah,
today.
We've recorded more episodes today than we ever have before.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't know we did 8 episodes last year, didn't we? During
COVID? I think we did.
Anyway, so if you want to send us some podcasts, you can get us at thatsnotcanon.com/castology. There's a form that Zane has set up. It's great. They'll look at all of the stuff on there. So thanks for doing that, Zane.
Lost wind at the end there.
I need to go delve into that list because
so
really
there's a lot of new ones on there.
I'm really,
oh, really?
Keen
okay, cool.
for some listener submissions.
I'm going to give a shout out to one particular Eric Wilson, of course, sends through a lot of recommendations.
Thanks, Eric.
But we also had David Barnes from. Is one of the creators of Wooden Overcoats. Thanking us for the talk, but said like, here's some other podcasts that the cast are. Involved in. So there's three podcasts on there.
Oh, okay.
We're a little bit famous now.
Wow.
Because they're a little bit famous and they said stuff about us.
I'm not going to lie, I'm actually pretty chuffed.
I know. I thoroughly enjoy your podcast.
And you can also get us on all the social medias. Just search Castology and we'll pop up and hopefully have posted something. So Liz has given me a filthy look. So
yeah, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, I've been one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. Across me has been
Zane C. Weber.
To my left has been
a dejected Liz Best.
Keep listening to podcasts, people.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.